We ended Maundy Thursday with hope dimming. Jesus had been arrested. He was subjected to a secretive nighttime trial hidden from view so that the powers that be could do what they wanted to him without being caught. A fire was flickering outside the high priest's house. Peter, standing there trying to stay warm, denies he even knew Jesus 3 times. The fire grew cold. All hope was extinguished. On Friday, Jesus is dead. God is dead. God's lifeless body is placed in a tomb, a cave. The door is sealed. Like humanity always does, in fear we try to lock up death as if it's contagious. But then a new fire is struck. Our new fire in the parking lot, a sign of hope. We remember that God's love shines even when it seems that death has won. From the new fire, a flame is passed. We process into this room. The room grows brighter as we enter person by person. That's a sign that death just might not be the end. We hear that out of chaotic chaos, God created the creation. God speaks life into being. A sign that chaos, that death just might not be the end. We hear that God hears the cries of an enslaved people who are being crushed under the empire of the Pharaoh, working themselves to death for his power, his glory, his wealth. God heard their cries and led them into freedom. A sign that slavery to empire, that death just might not be the end. We heard the prophet Ezekiel proclaiming that God will indeed breathe new life into a people whose nation had fallen, whose government had been overthrown by tyranny. A sign that even old dead dry bones, that death just might not be the end. We heard the prophet Isaiah proclaiming new life to people living in exile. Come to the waters. Come to God's feast. God will gather you again as God's people. A sign that exile, that death just might not be the end. We remember our own baptisms, the drowning of our own selves, our sin, the outpouring of God's Spirit of mercy and life. A sign that separation from God, that death just might not be the end. We heard of Mary. Mary of Magdala, Mary Magdalene, Mary the Migdal in Aramaic, the Migdal, Mary the Tower, Mary whom some scholars now suspect was renamed by Jesus, Migdal, Magdala, the Tower, the same way that Simon was renamed Cephas, Petros, that is, rock. We heard of Mary, Tower of Faith, coming to the tomb, coming to find she expected a sealed, cold tomb. Instead, finding an open door. The body gone. Instead, finding new life, finding hope, finding joy, finding Jesus himself alive, calling her by name, Mary, Tower of Faith, it's I. Despair turns to joy, and the Magdalene, the first to hear, the first to see, is the first to be sent. She's sent to all her brothers, to all the other disciples with good news to proclaim new life. Christ is risen. This night is a night of signs, one after the other. Signs that despair, that sorrow, that loss. Loss of our loved ones, loss of hope, loss of faith, loss of life. Signs that none of this wins. None of it is the end. This is the good news. God proclaims no and yes. No to fear. No to fear's children. Separation, conflict, hatred, division, violence, warfare. No to all human ways of living that lead to death. And also, God says yes. Yes to life, new life, abundant life, God life, vibrant, hopeful, joyous, mercy transformed, grace empowered, forgiveness infused life. This is the good news. The stench of fear, blood, decay, death is all wafted away as the breath of the Holy Spirit blows, scented like Easter lilies. God blows into us the sweetness of new life. Friends, may it all that we've heard, all that we've seen, all the hallelujahs that we have shouted and will continue to shout in this season, may it all proclaim death is not the end. Death is not the end. Death is not the end. Not the myriad small deaths we suffer as we go through this journey, failures, hurts, losses, and not the last death which brings this journey to an end. Death is not the end. Death is not. For our God, the Creator, the Parent, the source of all life, of all existence, death is literally meaningless to God. Death is not real for God. Because death cannot do anything that God cannot undo. This is the good news. God says no to death, and God says yes to life, to love, to us, God's beloved. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia and amen.